The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
We are grateful to God for His mighty power and His mighty blessings that we have received. And I know that He will bless us yet again in the name of Jesus. Assessing your heritage of longevity, part 2. Assessing your heritage of longevity, part 2. In the first service, I spoke to us extensively of the fact that our Father and our God does not want us to be sick. He does not want us to be sick, neither does He want us to be sickly. All our fathers in the faith enjoyed good health. Abraham enjoyed good health. If he was sick, he wouldn't have died at 175. He would have died much earlier. He died at a good old age. Strong, agile, full of life, full of vitality. Moses was very strong when he died. Deuteronomy 34 verse 7. His eyes was not dim, neither was his natural strength abated. If Moses went into the bedroom with a young woman at 120, the woman will come out smiling. He was very strong. Very strong. So at 18, you can't be sickly. At 22, you can't be carrying your leg like a 72-year-old man. No. That's not God's heritage for you. In 3 John verse 2, our anchor scripture, the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper." Not only prosper, be in good health. That will be your testimony all through. I say that will be your testimony all through. In the name of Jesus. Abraham, 175. Isaac, 180. Jacob, 127. All these people enjoyed sound health. All these people enjoyed perfectness of health. No sickness or disease was traced to them. They were not carrying them to emergency. They were not carrying them up and down. They were not seeing any special consultants up and down. They were full of health. Anyone sick or weak here, God will step in the course of this meeting in the name of Jesus. Well, as I'm speaking right now, just like God did in the first service, the healing power is moving. As I'm speaking, both those inside and the many outside under the wonder tent, just be expectant. The power of God will be moving and will be hitting that part of your body that needs to jack back to life. Jesus is passing this way. This way, this way, Jesus is passing this way, He's passing this way today, Jesus is passing this way, He's passing this way. He's passing this way. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way today. You will not miss His touch. I say you will not miss His touch. You will not be too over familiar with God's presence that you will miss divine appointment. You will not be too familiar with God's presence that you will miss divine appointment. Say louder, amen. Well, having laid that foundation, I showed us 3 major ways to good health and longevity in the first service. The first one is the word of God. Every word lazy Christian will become sick. Because there is so much attack against the believer. So you must not be word lazy. Learn to sit down every day to study. The word of God is like a capsule. It's like a vitamin. It's like a hematinic. It's like an is something that is so important to your health. It's an analgesic for your body. It's a drug for the healing of your system. Proverbs 4 verse 20 to verse 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear to my sayings. That is, don't allow this word to depart from you. Don't allow this word to leave you. Joshua 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is in therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The word of God is powerful. Soki kioro kon, sinu aye mi baba. Soki kioro kon, sinu aye mi o. Fagbara oro, le banuje aye mi lo. Ah, soki ki oro kon, sinu aye mi o. Our God speaks. He speaks through his word. So the more you soak in the word of God to your system, the more it will cast out sickness. I can't preach the first service over again. I advise you get the CD. It will bless you. I also gave us several points on what the word of God is about and what is inside the word of God. To bless you a lot, you must listen to that message. In the first service also, beloved, I spoke to us about number two channel to health and vitality called right thinking. Your health cannot be better than your thought pattern. You can't be thinking sickness and be having health. You can't be thinking failure and be having success. Guide your heart with all diligence. Almost everywhere around me, for those who are very close to me, you will see that scripture. Proverbs 4:23. In the office here, you will see. Get to other places where I sit down to walk. Everywhere, you will see. Guide your heart. Because your heart matters. Guide your heart with all diligence. For out of it are the issues of life. And you know, sickness is an issue. It's an issue. So guide what goes into your heart. Immediately the devil tells you, do you know you will soon be sick? Immediately you attack it. You attack that thought. No! Immediately the devil tells you, you will make it to this pregnancy. You might not. Immediately you resist it. Many years ago, maybe the first year or second year of this commission, one of the married men came to meet me in the morning in our former church there. I said, sir, my wife, that's an issue. She's pregnant. They said they have gone to see professor. He said she cannot deliver safely. The professor in the Akure, professor in the lorry. I let him speak. After some time, I couldn't take it again. I used my hand like this to bang the table. My friend, you have not been listening to my messages. Because if you have been listening to my message, your thoughts can't be like this. Doctor said, not said, surgeon said. What did Jesus say? What is written, we take care of what is happening. What is written in the world, we take care of what is happening. So guide your thoughts. You can't be buying drugs in advance and not cause sickness. The sickness has not come, you are ready, but the malaria that is coming for August, let me buy the Lonat now. Amen. It's not necessary. It won't come. All this in and out of sickness is over forever. I say all this in and out of sickness is over forever. All this going in and out of sickness is over forever. Guide your thoughts. Guide your thoughts. Guide your thoughts. Watch what passes through your mind. What goes through your mind will appear in your life. So watch what goes through your mind. In the first service also, I spoke extensively on the anointing oil. Well, I'll speak again on the anointing oil in the course of this service, but let's go quickly to number four. How to assess your heritage of health and longevity. Number four is through prophetic declarations. Through prophetic declarations. Prophetic declarations are one of the major ways to health. Either you are a prophet to yourself, speaking to yourself, or your prophet, God ordained prophet, speak into your life. In many places in the Bible, we see Jesus rebuking sickness. Jesus never begged sickness. In fact, do you know Jesus never prayed for sickness? He just spoke to it. He never said, hey, sickness, please, in the life of this person, please, can you go, please, I rebuke you. Get out. Lazarus, rise up. He just spoke. Prophetic declaration always brings about your decoration. Prophetic declaration always brings about your decoration. And you must be the first prophet of your own life, speaking good things to your own life. Mark 11:23. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou moved, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he what? Say it. Whatsoever. I like that word. Whatsoever. Anything you say, you must see. So, when we are talking of prophetic declaration, you are the first prophet to your life. You speak into your own life every day. On the day the enemy gets you that you can't pray again, or you can't speak to your own life, he has got you finally. Any day that you, every day you can't speak to your own life. You can't speak vehemently to your life. Or you are privileged enough to have a pastor speaking to your life. Speaking the blessing of God upon you. Speaking the help of God upon you. I was privileged to contact that early in my life. And I've been there ever since. Tenaciously there. Vehemently there, unrepentantly there. And it shows today. So, if your desire is to enjoy good health, you must continually prophesy to your own life. Come under prophetic covering. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, the Bible says, death and life and the power of the tongue. Death and life. If somebody will live, it is with this mouth they will say he will live. If we die, is with this man, they will say we die. Today, every sickness in your body dies out in the name of Jesus. Everything tormenting your body right now, they are flushed out in Jesus' name. Whatever is walking around your body, walking around your system, right now, I decree the death of that thing and it flushed out in the name of Jesus. Many here, we have relief. I say many here, we contact relief. Many here we contact relief. So stop speaking what you don't want. Speak prophetically to your own life. In Luke 21, I believe verse 15. Say, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom which your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. Luke 21:15. I will give you a mouth. That mouth is to talk. Is to speak. I will do well. I will prosper. I will not die young. I will be the father of my children. I will enjoy my life. I will do well. I will go from glory to glory, from progress to progress, from advancement to advancement. Sickness can never be my portion. I cannot die before my time. I will fulfill my days. I'm sent here for impact. I'm sent to this world to touch the lives of multitude. I will go from glory to glory. The hand of God is upon me. I will impact my generation for good. I will win people to God. That's how to speak to yourself. And it must be daily. Do you know why devil got Jesus and Jesus was able to go to the cross? When he was supposed to speak, he didn't speak. He just kept quiet because he wanted to fulfill the Father's mandate. If he had said, all of you soldiers that came to arrest me right now, dry up, they will dry up. Hallelujah. If he said, all of you now, dry up now, they will dry up. If he said, all of you now, as I'm talking to you now, go blind, they will go blind. Many of us, we don't know the importance of this mouth. If you will do well, somebody will speak into your life. If something evil will also happen to somebody, will also say it. Don't think everybody's mouth is the same. People that are using their mouth to drink Guinness is different from those who are using it to drink anointing oil. Because their goodness might not give them goodness. So don't think we are the same. No. I pray for somebody here today. Sickness will be a stranger to your family. Sickness will be a stranger to your family. It will never come near anybody there again. It will never come near anybody in your family again. Number five, which can be number two for this service, on how to assess good health, is be committed to God's business. If you want good health, be committed to God's business. Always let God's business be important to you. You know one thing that many of us don't realize? God is a businessman. If you attend to his business on earth, he will attend to your life on this earth. That's why 1 Corinthians 15 verse 58 says, therefore, brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for ye know that your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Be steadfast, be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for ye know, somebody say, I know, your work in the house of God is not in vain. Don't retire because you are not yet tired. You are still young. Don't retire. Don't talk about when I used to serve God, when I used to be in workers' meeting, it stinks before God. Romans 12 verse 11, Romans 12 verse 11, be not slothful in business, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Don't be slothful in the business of the work of God. Nobody here will waste his youthful life. I say nobody here will waste his youthful life. What is the essence of a youthful life without service? What is the essence of a youthful life without kingdom service? What is the essence? If the business of God is important to you, your health will be important to him. If the business of God, you are active in the area to which you are serving, You are there when you are supposed to be there. You don't need motivation. You don't need stimulation. I was speaking during the leader's prayer the one we had before this Friday. I said, ask my wife, not once has she ever had cause to encourage me. God will help you. Don't worry. Not once. Permanently motivated. Because I know the gains of serving God. If I get on the platform with you and you are younger than me, maybe 21 year old or 20 year old, and we run together, we beat you to the race. Yeah. Strong like a rock. I told you the story one time. I traveled to Akure and it was raining. So we went to greet someone, and about three young people were followed me, two guys, one lady, and we wanted to run to the car because the rain just started, like the kind of rain that has been raining for the past 3 days now. And we wanted to run to the car. I ran to the car. I had already sat down with the car. I looked back, they were still coming. young guys. I said, what are you using your energy for? I was heading the car. Let's say I was already there. I said, where are these guys? Let me look back. I see something. We are doing like this. Yeah. This man will kill us. Hallelujah. Friends, when you serve God, He gives you strength. He gives you strength. You sleep 3 hours. It's as if you have slept 8 hours. Serving God is so gainful. Be serious with God's business. You will see how your strength will be like. You will be so strong like a rock. If we move to 4 services, I see they, I know. It's no big deal. With different messages in the 4 services, so. Because what we are preaching now is different from what you preach in 4 service. Your strength is renewed on the platform of service. Your strength is renewed on the platform of service. Your strength is renewed on the platform of service. Your strength is renewed on the platform of service. Your strength is renewed on the platform of service. Your strength is renewed on the platform of service. I can say it 1,000,000 times. Nobody here will be tired again. I say nobody here will be tired again. Nobody here will say I'm weak again. Nobody here will say I'm weak again. Say louder, amen. Say louder, amen. What are we saying, beloved? If your desire is good health and long life. Okay, why do you think God will give somebody a long life who is not working for Him here? Any car that is valuable to you, you service it regularly. Air conditioner that is servicing you, you service it regularly. If the gas goes down, you refill it. A human being that is working for you and doing your will, how do you think something will just cut? No, God doesn't work like that. So your continuous service is a guarantee for health. It's a guarantee for longevity. You enter a church, you are new. You are the one that we want to ask. They don't come and ask you, which department do you want? You are the one that we ask, please, which are the departments here? That is, you have wisdom. Which departments are here that I can join? I must serve. I must do something. I can't be here for nothing. Is there anything I can do, please? Is there any department where I can serve, please? Which area do they need somebody that is ready to? That's how to live long. And God will say, okay, you were supposed to go by 70, but let me push it to 110. You were supposed to go by 80, but let me add 40 more years to it. That's how it works. Nobody here will die in an untimely manner. If it's only your business you are pursuing, you are not pursuing God's business, your business is at risk. Some people will say, I'm a student, so my only focus is student. Most of the students that I know that don't serve God while in school, they don't still come out with good grades all the same. That my daughter that shared her testimony, she very humble. Yeah. She didn't tell you the details of that of her graduation. I think 4.2 or 4.3. That young lady. And she's one of the most active. Since they've graduated, she has not gone home. She has been here doing ushering. And somebody did not serve God at all. Even the pass, they managed to give the person pass. So it means if she had put in just a little more, 2 more points, she would have entered first class. You are doing yourself by not serving God. You are making your struggle to be long. By not serving God. Nobody here will be a struggler anymore. Nobody here will be a struggler anymore. God is not a user. He doesn't use men. He's not a user. So if you serve God, it's for your good. It's for your health and vitality. And for your long life. You will see your children. And you will see your children's children. I say you will see your children. And you will see your children's children. You will see your children, and you will see your children's children. Say a louder amen. Amen. Number 6, which will be number 3 in this second service. How do you assess health and longevity? Have a merry heart always. Proverbs 17, 22. Proverbs 17 and verse 22. Because a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dried the bones. A merry heart is like a medicine. If you want good health, stop being moody. When you are moody, you suddenly become a needy. Stop being moody. Don't let people be asking you, what is wrong with you? 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 Why would they be asking you, what is wrong with you? Okay, what is really wrong with you? You don't need to be moody. Whatever it is, the problem is, God is there. Don't you know you have a father? Romans 8 verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Everything is working out for your good. The challenges is for your good. Somebody say amen. So, challenges are the food of champions. You must have challenges. How can you be on earth if you don't have any challenges? A lot of times when people come to me for prayers and they bring big, big problems, they will expect me that I'll say, yeah, yeah. I'll just be smiling. Say, sir, you are smiling. I'm smiling because I know it means you are going to become somebody. That's why the devil is giving you this kind of challenge, and it will pass. Somebody say it will pass. What you are going through now will pass. The challenges you are going through now will pass. Don't let anything steal your joy. Don't let anything steal your joy. Philippians 3 verse 1. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 3 and verse 1. Rejoice in the Lord. Philippians 4 verse 4. Rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Philippians 4 verse 4. So keep rejoicing. Every time, keep rejoicing. This will kill sickness in your body. Sickness grows faster where there is sadness. A murmuring heart depresses the body. Proverbs 18 verse 14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity. So a murmuring heart brings sickness. Joy is the habitation of God. And so when you are happy and grateful, you become healthy. A merry heart simply means excitement. You are living in excitement. You are living in joy. You are living in excitement. You are living in joy. No matter how beautiful a lady is, if she's a frowning lady, all of a sudden her beauty will disappear. No matter how beautiful a lady is, she will ward off many guys that are the right person. The person will come and say, ah, this face is too hard. This person could give me problem. I have enough problem on my own. Please. But when you have a cheerful disposition, you have a cheerful disposition. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I wanted to say something now, but the Holy Spirit just reminded me that we are online. But I will say it in a coded way. Praise the Lord. Nigeria, we have learned too. We have learned. Anytime, God will help us. When we want to vote next, there are some things we will look at. Because, oh God. Hallelujah. Nobody can do me anything. Yeah, I do. Nobody can. Because nobody can gag a prophet saying the truth. We must have a merry heart. I know the way the nation is right now, sometimes it's very difficult to have a merry heart. But I can tell you, this phase will pass. I say this phase will pass. There will be relief again. In our nation, there will be relief again. The citizens will be joyful again. God will help us again. Somebody say amen. We will not sink with this period. Say in louder amen. Number 7. How do we assess health and longevity? Is love God now and always. Love God now and always. Your love for God makes you to live a sickness-free life. When you love God, sickness no longer torments you. 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, all through to 18. When you love God, you say, we know that we have passed from death unto life. Somebody will pass from death to life. You will not be in death, you will be in life. He said, well, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. He and ye know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we that the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's goods and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in words, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. If you want to live long, live in love. Love people. Love them passionately. Love them with your possession. Love them with what you have. Share from the blessedness of God in your life. Don't let your love be peripheral. Let your love be thick and deep. Let your love be such that if they open your heart, you know, in my place, they say, some people, they can spit out white saliva, but they have blood inside. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let your love be pure. Let it be deep. Love for your neighbor. Love for the society. The world has become so bad that some wives pray that their husband will die. Husbands pray that their wife will die. Children pray that parents will die early so that they can take over the property, sell it off, and go and visit Dubai for the first time. Let me shock you, your parents will not die now. They will not die. So go and work for your own money. Let me tell you something, believers. Don't wait for your parents' wealth. Don't put your eyes in what belongs to them. Don't put your eyes in anything that belongs to your parents. Walk in love. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 35 to 40, it says, one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question. He said, which of the commandments is the greatest? He says, that's a good question. Jesus said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. That's the greatest commandment. And with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That is the greatest commandment. Love God with all your heart. Love people with all your heart. Do you want to live long? Discharge hatred from your heart. Don't come to church and wish others evil. Don't come to church and wish that something will happen to somebody. No. Let everyone's love be in your heart. You might not relate with them closely. You might not be close to them, but wish them well. Run your race and wish others well. Hello. Run your race and wish others well. There is nobody that walks in bitterness and enjoy a better life. No. Bitterness never makes things better. Don't walk in hatred. Don't hate your cousins. Don't hate people around you. Don't hate your neighbor. I hate this person. No. If you want to live long, let love be in your heart. Now listen, the greatest virtue they can say about you is that you are a loving person. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 13. Now abideth faith, hope, and love, which is also called charity. But the greatest of all is charity, which is also called love. That is the greatest virtue that you can have. Not that you have qualification, or you have you work in Shell or Chevron, or you work in one. Is a very loving person, a very caring person, a very dependable person. That's the greatest thing. With that, you will live long. With that, you will not die early, because you are a loving person. You are a caring person, always looking out for the welfare of others. I pray for somebody here today that grace of God that will bring long life for you will rest on you in Jesus' name. As I round up this morning, the anointing oil is a tool for the deliverance of mankind. Mark 6, 7 to 13. Mark 6, verse 7 and verse 13. The Bible was speaking there, and he called unto him the 12 and began to send them forth two by two and gave them power over unclean spirit. Verse 13. Thank you, Lord. And they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. The anointing oil is it. That's why you saw in the first service, many healings took place. Many healings took place. Because the anointing oil is a tool for instant. It's not go come instantly. Many will receive instant healing here this morning. I say many will receive instant healing here this morning. Many will receive instant healing here this morning. That's what the anointing does. I spoke to us extensively on five things in the anointing oil. Number one, in the anointing oil is the presence of God. 1 Samuel 16 verse 13. After Samuel anointed David, the Bible said the Spirit of God came upon David from that time forward. Via this anointing oil, the Spirit of God will come on you from now forward. Say amen. He took the horn of oil. He anointed him in the midst of his brethren. You will be anointed today in the midst of many other people. And the Bible says, and the Spirit of God came upon him from that day forward. Get ready. From today forward, the presence of God will be evident upon you in Jesus' name. What is in the anointing oil? Number two, the power of God. The power of God is in the anointing oil. Luke chapter 10 verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power straight upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Luke 10, 19. So the power of God is in the oil. The power of God is in the oil. That's why many here that came here with sicknesses, the power of God will flush out that sickness. Unknown things that are troubling you, that you have gone to the hospital, they say there's nothing. You are not thinking, yet your blood pressure is going up. Whatever it is, God himself will intervene this morning in the name of Jesus. You are not worrying yourself, yet you are not eating sugar, yet your sugar level is going up. What nonsense? It's a work of the devil. You are not taking sugar. Sugar is going up. What is causing the sugar to go up? Devil is sugarizing your blood. Enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. And the Bible says why men slept. So everything that the devil has been doing while you were asleep, today God will intervene and put them to shame. Those waiting for your obituary, they will be disappointed. Those that are waiting for you to be like a jelly or to be somebody that will be sick, they will be disappointed. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. Number three, what is in the oil? The fan and the fire. Matthew 3, 11 to 12. The fan and the fire. What is the work of the fan and the fire? To chase out strangers. Strangers in the body. The fan and the fire. The fan and the fire. We push them out. Many here that will be standing in for their parents, brothers and sisters. the fan and the fire will go and meet with them there. That my beloved daughter said, one of my friends or so was sick. And I agreed. I said, as I'm taking this communion, let the power go out. You see, faith works. Faith works. Luke 1:45. Blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things that have been said to her of the Lord. Luke 1:45. Faith works. Hebrews 11 verse 6. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Now faith is substance of things so far, the evidence of things not seen. And by it, the elders obtained a good report. Hebrews 11 verse 1. My prayer is that your faith will work for you today. What is in this oil? Instant intervention. James 5:14-15. Is anyone sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. So you will see the elders today. They will be passing anointing oil over everywhere, both inside and outside. Let him call upon the elders of the church. Let them pray over him. And they will anoint him with oil. All these things is not pastor's imagination. Jesus said it. The oil is not pastor's figment of imagination. They will anoint him with oil. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. God will raise you up today. God will raise many of your family members that are sick. God will raise them out of the sick bed today. You will call many of them after this meeting. They will tell us. They will tell you we are up. I said they will tell you we are up. I said they will tell you we are up. Say a louder amen. One day, a young man was, he wanted healing in his house, and he went to Jesus. He said, Jesus, I'm a big man. I call this one, he will come. I call this one, he will come. He said, don't bother to come to my house. Just speak the word. As you speak the word here today, it will answer in your village. It will answer in Lagos. It will answer in your parents' house. It will answer before your brothers and your sisters. Those who are in the hospital, as you speak here today, it will answer there. Many Christians don't know how to use their power. Somebody will be in London, and somebody from a village here, they will call him Nandi. Enamdi. By the time I call you three times, by the third time, you appear in Nigeria. Enamdi. Wherever Enamdi is, what happens? He will just leave his office. I'm not working here again. I'm not staying here again. From there, he goes straight to the airport. He will call his wife. Hello, I'm on my way to Nigeria. Say, I don't understand. I say, I'm on my way to Nigeria. I'm not coming home again. The wicked people, they know how to use their power. May you use your own power today. By your power, you will speak to sickness and it will hear your voice. You will speak to ulcer, it will hear your voice. You will speak to typhoid, it will hear your voice. You will speak to high blood pressure, it will hear your voice. You will speak to migraine, it will hear your voice. Say a louder amen. Well, the case is settled. I say your case is settled. Your case is settled. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Give Jesus a big clap as you take your seat 1 minute.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878. Or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.